Prologue. Vasco Borden, 49, tugged at the lapels of his suit and straightened his tie as he walked down the plush carpeted hallway. He wasn't used to wearing a suit, though he had had this one in Navy specially tailored to minimize the muscular bulk of his body. Borden was big, 6'4", 240, an ex-football player, who worked as a private investigator and fugitive recovery specialist. And right now, Vasco was following his man, a 30-year-old balding postdoc, a fugitive from microproteonomics of Cambridge, Mass., as he headed right for the main room of the conference. The BioChange 2006 conference, enthusiastically entitled Make It Happen Now, was being held at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. The 2,000 attendees represented all sorts of biotech workers, including investors, HR officers who hired scientists, technology transfer officers, CEOs, and intellectual property attorneys. In one way or another, nearly every biotech company in America was represented here. It was the perfect place for the fugitive to meet his contact. The fugitive looked like a dink. He had an innocent face and a little soul patch on his chin. He slouched when he walked and gave the impression of timidity and ineptitude. But the fact was, he'd made off with 12 transgenic embryos in a cryogenic dewar and transported them across country to this conference, where he intended to turn them over to whomever he was working for. It wouldn't be the first time a postdoc got tired of working on salary, or the last. The fugitive went over to the check-in table to get his conference card to drape around his neck. Vasco hung by the entrance, slipping his own card over his head. He'd come prepared for this. He pretended to look at the event roster. The big speeches were all in the main ballroom. Seminars were scheduled for such topics as fine-tune your recruiting process and winning strategies to keep research talent, executive and equity compensation, corporate governance and the SEC, patent office trends, and investor angels, boon or curse, and finally, trade secrets piracy. Protect yourself now. Much of Vasco's work involved high-tech firms. He had been to these conferences before. Either they were about science or business. This one was business. The fugitive, whose name was Eddie Tolman, walked past him into the ballroom. Vasco followed. Tolman went down a few rows and dropped into a seat with no one nearby. Vasco slipped into the row behind and sat a little to one side. The Tolman kid checked his cell phone for text messages, then seemed to relax and looked up to listen to the speech. Vasco wondered why. The man at the podium was one of the most famous venture capitalists in California, a legend in high-tech investment, Jack B. Watson. Watson's face was blown up large on the screen behind him, his trademark suntan and striking good looks magnified to fill the room. Watson was a young-looking 52 and assiduously cultivated his reputation as a capitalist with a conscience. That appellation had carried him through a succession of ruthless business deals. All the media ever showed were his appearances at charter schools or handing out scholarships for underprivileged kids. But in this room, Vasco knew, Watson's reputation for tough deal-making would be foremost in everyone's mind. He wondered if Watson was ruthless enough to acquire a dozen transgenic embryos by illicit means. He probably was. However, at the moment, Watson was cheerleading. Biotechnology is booming. We are poised to see the greatest growth of any industry since computers 30 years ago. The largest biotech company, Amgen, in Los Angeles, employs 7,000 people. Federal grants to universities exceed $4 billion a year on campuses from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Miami. Venture capitalists invest in biotech companies at a rate of $5 billion a year. The lure of magnificent cures may